an interpretation from the scripture. It's a little hot. Here, Susu. You can stay here. You want to come over here and sit? You want to have them come over here and sit right here with these people? You want to come over here? Jeff, it's still a little bit hot. Okay. Let's open up our hearts with a prayer and ask the Lord to give us insight into His Word this morning.
Vamos a orar.
Dear Jesus,
querido Jesús,
we come to you this morning,
venimos a ti esta mañana,
and we long to understand more about you.
Queremos entender más de ti.
You've given us your Word
nos has dado tu palabra,
to show us what you are like.
Para mostrarnos cómo eres.
This is the way you've chosen to reveal yourself to us.
Esta es la forma que tú decidiste revelarte a nosotros.
And so as we study this morning,
como estudiemos esta mañana,
show us more of the heart of Jesus.
Por favor, muéstranos más del corazón de Jesús.
In Jesus' name we pray.
En el nombre de Jesús oramos.
Okay, we're going to finish up today the series on Isaiah 9, verse 6.
Vamos a terminar las series en Isaías 9, 6.
And today we're going to talk about Jesus being the Prince of Peace.
Hoy día hablaremos de Jesús como Príncipe de Paz.
So we're in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Estamos en Isaías 9, 6.
And it says, for unto us, I'm going to go ahead and read it and then you can read it, okay?
Okay.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and it says, the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And then today we'll talk about the Prince of Peace. Go ahead and say that, Susu.
Porque un niño nos ha nacido, hijo nos es dado, y el principado sobre su hombro, y llamará su nombre Admirable, Consejero, Dios Fuerte, Padre Eterno, Príncipe de Paz.
We're getting some feedback down here. It's still pretty hot.
Está muy caliente, dice.
Check. Check. 1, 2. It's getting there. You might want to crank it down just a little bit more. My ears are ringing. And so he's called the Prince of Peace.
Llamado Príncipe de Paz.
And then it goes on in verse 7.
Y va en el capítulo 7,
and it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there is no end.
Y dice, lo dilatado a su imperio y la paz no tendrán término.
And I want to talk to you today about the increase of his government and peace.
Hoy día quiero hablarles de lo dilatado a su imperio y la paz que no tendrán término.
The fact that he is a prince means that he is first, he's the chief, he's the leader.
Que él sea el primero, él es el jefe, el primero, el primogénito.
What's the matter, Rayo?
It seems to be coming through the monitors, not from up there.
Where do you have Susu coming out from up there too, Jeff?
What's that?
Is Susu's coming out from up above?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the increase is what I want to talk about today. How does God increase his government and his peace?
Lo que quiero hablar hoy día es cómo Jesús, cómo Dios aumenta su imperio y su paz.
And it says in verse 7 that upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, he will order it and establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And it says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Dice en el versículo 7, sobre el trono de David y sobre su reino, disponiéndose y confirmándolo en juicio y en justicia, desde ahora para siempre, el celo de Jehová de los ejércitos hará esto.
What you need to see here is that God is very involved in the promotion of his government and peace.
Lo que pueden ver es que el Señor promueve su paz y su imperio.
I mean, he's committed to it.
Y él está comprometido a esto.
He's called the Prince of Peace, which is like the leader
Príncipe de paz,
of peace.
El líder de la paz.
And he wants to bring his government.
Él quiere traer su gobierno.
And the government means his empire. It's the place where he prevails.
Y su gobierno quiere decir imperio, que prevalece.
The question is, how does Jesus bring his government into this world?
La pregunta es cómo Jesús va a traer su imperio
a este mundo.
How does
he prevail?
¿Cómo va a prevalecer?
How does he overcome?
¿Cómo va a vencer?
Our lives, our sin, our rebellion.
Nuestra vida, nuestra rebelión, nuestro pecado.
How does he bring his peace?
¿Cómo trae su paz?
How does he cause that peace to increase?
¿Cómo logra que esa paz se incremente?
And it says it will be without end.
Y dice que será sin límite.
He's going to do it with the zeal of the Lord, the Bible says.
Lo va a hacer con el celo del Señor, la Biblia nos dice.
The zeal of the Lord was shown when Jesus went into the temple.
El celo del Señor fue mostrado cuando Jesús
and remember
fue al templo.
He flipped over all the tables, the money changers at the tables.
¿Recuerdan cuando volteó todas las mesas?
And when he did that, the disciples remembered.
Y cuando hizo eso, los discípulos recordaron esta escritura.
That said, "The zeal of your house has eaten me up."
El celo por tu casa me ha llenado.
And so Jesus was so passionate, so zealous, and actually the word is the word that we get our word jealous from. He was so jealous for the house of God.
Jesús estaba muy apasionado, era muy apasionado por y tenía el celo del Señor por su casa.
That he went in there and threw over the tables.
Y que llegó allí y tiró todas las mesas.
And I've shared this before with you, but I think it's important to say it again.
Yo compartí con estos antes. Con esto ustedes antes, pero creo que es importante compartirlo nuevamente.
You can mess with people in a lot of areas.
Tú puedes tener problemas con la gente en muchas áreas.
But when you mess with their money,
pero cuando tú tienes problemas con su dinero,
it's a big deal.
Es un problema muy grande.
And Jesus was one person.
Y Jesús era una persona.
And he walked into that place.
Y caminó en ese lugar.
Where there were many, I think of it like a.
Me imagino como.
A flea market. There's just tables and booths all set up around
como un mercado
here.
De pulgas, con muchas mesas.
And Jesus remembers that this is called the house of prayer.
Pero Jesús recordó, esta es llamada la casa de oración.
But they turned it into a den of thieves.
Pero lo tornaron en un mercado.
And all of a sudden the zeal
y de repente
for God's house
celo del Señor
began
por
to
su
rise
casa.
Up within him.
Empezó a llenarlo.
And whatever, I don't know what he looked like.
No me imagino,
the Bible
no me recuerdo
actually gives
cómo
one example
lucían.
Where he was sitting there braiding a whip together.
El Señor habla de cuando empezó a hacer trenzas con una.
And he walked over to these tables and began to throw them over and nobody stopped him.
Y empezó a botar a las mesas.
Wouldn't you think that with all the people in this area,
tú puedes pensar que toda la gente
they could have ganged up on him. They could have stopped him somehow.
Que la gente podía detenerlo, podía sujetarlo.
But I just believe the zeal of the Lord was all over him, his face, his eyes.
Pero creo que el celo del Señor estaba
and
sobre
no one
él,
wanted
sus
to come
ojos,
near
su cara,
him.
Y nadie quería estar cerca a él.
The zeal of the Lord is a very powerful motivation.
El celo del Señor es una motivación muy fuerte.
And Jesus is saying that with the zeal of the Lord,
y Jesús nos dice que con el celo del Señor,
he will cause his government to increase.
Él va a lograr que se aumente su gobierno.
And he will cause his peace to increase.
Y va a aumentar su paz
without end.
Y sin límite.
His government is the place where he prevails.
Su gobierno es un
it's like his kingdom.
Donde él prevalece su reino.
It's where he rules
es donde
and where he reigns.
Donde reina.
And peace
y paz
is the Hebrew word shalom. You've heard that before.
Es el hebreo shalom.
And it really means a place of safety, safe.
Significa seguro.
It's translated also to be well and to be happy and friendly.
También se traduce como feliz, bien, amable.
And the idea behind it is that Jesus destroyed the thing that caused our relationship with God to be an enemy.
La idea es que hizo la relación con Dios segura al destruir lo que nos hacía enemigos de Dios.
See, the Bible teaches us that we were enemies of God.
La Biblia nos enseña que éramos enemigos de Dios por el pecado.
There was something between our relationship.
Había algo entre nuestra relación con él.
He wanted to love us.
Quería amarnos.
But because of sin, he had to judge us.
Pero por el pecado tenía que juzgarnos.
And Jesus had to come and die on the cross to destroy the sin.
Jesús tenía que venir y morir por nosotros para destruir el pecado.
And to remove from the between this relationship, remove the thing that caused us to be God's enemy.
Y destruir lo que estaba en medio de nosotros para poder tener una relación con Dios.
And that was peace.
Y eso era paz.
We sometimes think of peace as the absence of conflict.
Algunas veces pensamos que paz es la ausencia
de
problemas.
But it's really not that.
Pero no es eso.
Peace, to be having peace is a very aggressive action.
Tener paz es una acción agresiva.
The Bible says, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
La Biblia dice, bienaventurados los hacedores de paz.
Think of this. There's a difference between being a peacekeeper and being a peacemaker.
Es una diferencia entre alguien que mantiene la paz y alguien que hace la paz.
Peacekeepers oftentimes try to keep fighting parties apart.
Generalmente, persona que mantiene la
they
paz
say,
trata de tener
you go
no
live in your part of the house and I'll live in my part of the house.
Tú vives en esta parte de la casa, yo vivo en esta parte de la casa.
We'll stay separated because we can never have peace.
Nos mantendremos separados porque no podemos tener paz.
But a peacemaker
pero el que hace la
will
paz,
attack the thing that's causing them to have the enemy relationship.
Va a atacar esa cosa que no nos hace que tengamos paz. Quiere tener una relación.
Because what he calls for is reconciliation in the Bible.
Porque lo llama para una reconciliación, lo dice
peace
en la Biblia.
Always brings reconciliation.
La paz siempre trae reconciliación.
And I'm glad that Jesus became a peacemaker, not a peacekeeper.
Y estoy feliz que Jesús vino a ser un hacedor de paz.
That he didn't push God
no
on one side of the universe and push us on another side of the universe. He said, "I'm bringing you together."
Estábamos ellos estaba en un lado del universo y nosotros en otro lado del universo, pero vino a traer paz y a mantenernos juntos.
And that's what Jesus means when he says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end."
Eso es lo que Jesús dice, que lo dilatado su imperio y su paz no tendrán límite.
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
En Colosenses, capítulo 1, versículo 19.
It says, "It pleased the Father that in him all fullness should dwell."
Por cuanto agradó al Padre que en él habitase toda plenitud.
And having made peace through the blood of his cross.
Y por él reconciliar todas las cosas así, pacificando por la sangre de su cruz.
See, peace was made because of the blood of the cross.
Paz fue hecha por la sangre en la cruz.
It was a violent act that brought peace.
Fue una acción violenta que trajo paz.
Jesus had to die on the cross.
Jesús tuvo que morir en la cruz.
For our sins can never be forgiven.
Por nuestros pecados.
We could never have reconciliation in our relationship with God.
Porque nunca podríamos haber tenido reconciliación con
Dios.
Unless Jesus
became the peacemaker.
Vino a ser el hacedor de paz.
And when he died on the cross,
cuando él murió en la cruz,
he made peace,
él hizo paz,
through his blood,
a través de su sangre.
And it says in this scripture, verse 20, "By him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether there are things on the earth or things in heaven."
Dice aquí, pacificando por la sangre de su cruz, así lo que está en la tierra como lo que está en los cielos.
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies.
A vosotros también que erais en otro tiempo extraños y enemigos.
You must remember that before you came to know Jesus, you were God's enemy.
Ustedes tienen que recordar que antes de ser amigos de Dios eran enemigos de Dios.
And somehow peace had to be made.
Y de alguna manera paz tenía que ser hecha.
People have a hard time seeing themselves as God's enemy.
La gente tiene muy dificultad para ver que son enemigos de Dios.
Even before we're saved, we think we're okay with God.
Antes de ser salvos, inclusive pensamos que estamos bien con Dios.
You know, people say things like, "Me and the man upstairs, we're tight."
Nosotros decimos como yo y el Señor de arriba somos amigos.
When in fact, they're enemies of God.
Pero somos enemigos de Dios. Éramos enemigos.
And we're enemies because of our sin.
Y éramos enemigos por el pecado.
And so Jesus came to bring peace.
Jesús vino a traer paz.
So you who were aliens and enemies in your mind by wicked works, he has now reconciled.
A ustedes que eran enemigos de ánimo en malas obras, ahora empero os ha reconciliado.
In the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.
En el cuerpo de su carne por medio de muerte, para haceros santos y sin mancha, irreprensibles delante de él.
The Bible says in Romans, the 5th chapter, that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Romanos 5:1 nos dice, justificados pues por la fe, tenemos paz para con Dios por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
So I want to talk to you right now about how does his government and peace increase? How does that happen?
Quiero hablar con ustedes cómo funciona su gobierno y cómo aumenta su paz. ¿Cómo pasa esto?
He's called the Prince of Peace.
Es llamado el Príncipe de Paz.
How does he extend his government? How does he extend his peace?
¿Cómo él extiende su gobierno? ¿Cómo extiende su paz?
I believe one way is when people submit to his kingdom.
Una forma, creo, es cuando la gente se somete a su reino.
The Bible says in Matthew 3, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mateo 3:2 dice, y diciendo, arrepentíos, que el reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
When John the Baptist came, he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Cuando John el Bautista estaba aquí, decía, arrepentíos, Jesus que el reino de Dios se ha acercado.
Paul preached it.
Pablo
Peter
predicó,
preached it.
Jesús predicó.
And guess what we're to preach? The same thing. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Arrepentíos, there is a kingdom
who is being ruled by the Prince of Peace.
El reino está reinado por el Príncipe de Paz.
And he is advancing his government.
Y él está
avanzando. He's advancing
su gobierno,
his kingdom.
Su reino.
And what happened is one day in your life, whenever it was,
iba a pasar que
20
un día
years
vida,
ago, 5 years ago, last
20
week,
años atrás, 5 años atrás,
somebody
una
came to you
atrás, alguien vino a ti
and said,
y te dijo,
repent.
Arrepentíos.
Change your thinking.
Cambia tu
because
modo de pensar,
the rule of Christ is here.
Porque el Señor Jesús
the kingdom
está
of
aquí.
God is here.
El Príncipe de Paz
the government
está aquí.
Of Christ is here.
El gobierno de Cristo está aquí.
And when you respond to that,
y cuando tú respondiste
and you say,
a eso,
yes, Lord, I want to repent and change,
y le dijiste, sí, Señor, quiero
his government
quiero arrepentirme
increases
y cambiar
by
su
one
gobierno
person.
Aumenta.
Julie,
por una persona, Julie,
when you surrendered your heart to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the zeal of the Lord did this, and he said, I'm extending my kingdom one more person.
Cuando te arrepentiste,
Paul,
el celo del Señor entró
one
y
day,
aumentó su
30
reino.
Years ago, whatever it was,
Pablo, 30 años atrás,
somebody came and spoke to you the
alguien
message
vino y habló contigo
of the gospel
mensaje
of peace, is what it's called,
el mensaje de
and
paz,
you repented,
y tú te arrepentiste.
And Jesus increased his kingdom.
Y el Señor Jesús aumentó su reino.
Well, the Bible says of the increase of his government and peace.
Cuando el Señor dice aumentar su gobierno y su paz.
The word increase is the same one that's used in Genesis.
La palabra aumentar es la misma usada en Génesis.
When the Lord told Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply.
Cuando el Señor le dijo a Adán y Eva,
fill the earth.
Den frutos y llenen la tierra.
So when I think of the increase of the kingdom, I think of it in two ways, and I want to share with you about both of them. One is numerical.
Cuando hablo de incrementar su reino, hablo de algunas cosas como de un aumento numérico.
He wants lots of people to be saved.
Él quiere mucha gente que sea salva.
There's plenty of room in his kingdom.
Hay mucho lugar en este reino.
Jesus tells parables.
Jesús nos dice parábolas
about people to go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in.
Ir a los caminos y hablarles.
There's plenty of room in my Father's house.
Hay mucho lugar en la casa de mi padre.
When Jesus died and rose from the dead,
cuando Jesús murió y resucitó
he
de la
left
muerta,
behind his great commission.
Dejó detrás su gran comisión.
And he tells us to go into all the world and share the gospel.
Y nos dice que vayamos por el mundo y compartamos el evangelio.
And the Bible actually says,
la Biblia dice,
how beautiful on the mountains. This is in Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news.
En Isaías 52:7 dice, cuán hermosos son sobre los montes los pies del que trae alegres nuevas.
Those who bring peace.
Del que publica
who
la
bring
paz.
Good tidings.
Del que trae nuevas
who proclaim
de bien.
Salvation.
Del que publica
who
salud.
Say to Zion, your God reigns.
El que dice a Sion, tu Dios reina.
How many of you got one of those foot deals for Christmas? You know that? Anybody get one of those?
Wow. ¿Cuánto de ustedes tuvieron? ¿Cuál qué?
They're like a little round thing that spins and it takes off all your ugly feet debris.
Dice que cuánto de nosotros usamos esa cosa que se pega para limpiar nuestra ropa.
It's like a belt sander, yeah.
Es como un cilindro.
It's kind of like a belt sander on steroids.
I don't know what is it.
Why do we do that? Because we want beautiful feet.
Porque
how many want beautiful feet?
Dice que queremos
if we announced
hermosos,
this morning,
oh,
we did this
cosa.
One time in our church years ago.
Muchos it was, años atrás en nuestra iglesia.
People just came to church one Wednesday night service.
La gente venía los miércoles en la noche un servicio.
And it was not planned or announced, but somebody said, we're going to have a foot washing ceremony.
Y algunas de las personas decían, vamos a tener una ceremonia de lavado de pies.
You know what happened?
¿Y ustedes saben qué pasaba?
Some people actually got up and left.
Algunas personas se iban.
Because if you're going to have a foot washing ceremony,
porque si vas
what
a tener
do you do
un lavado
before
de pies,
those?
Una ceremonia. ¿Qué tienes que
because
hacer antes de eso?
Perfume,
tienes que lavar tus pies, poner perfume,
on there, you buff
crema,
them up. Because
limpiarlo, lijarlo.
I don't want anybody
porque
seeing
no quiero que
feet.
Nadie vea mis pies.
All right. But truly beautiful feet
pero la verdad, bellos
are
pies
on those people who bring the gospel of peace.
Son la gente que trae buenas nuevas.
If you think back about the person who led you to Jesus,
si ustedes piensan de la persona que las trajo a Jesús,
no, they have beautiful feet. Their feet brought them into my life.
Tienen pies hermosos que trajo a Jesús a mi vida.
And I have a relationship with Jesus today.
Tengo una relación con Jesús hoy día.
Because of the beautiful feet of that person.
Por los pies hermosos de esa persona.
His gospel or his government increases every time we submit to his will.
Su gobierno aumenta cada vez que alguien se somete a su voluntad.
Jesus taught us how to pray in Matthew the 6th chapter.
Jesús nos enseñó a orar en Mateo
and
capítulo 6.
He said, our Father in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Y así dice, Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, sea hecha tu voluntad como en el cielo, así también en la tierra.
You see, what he's saying is when his kingdom comes, his will is being done.
Lo que dice es cuando venga su reino, su voluntad sea así en el cielo como en la tierra.
When his kingdom really invades my life, when I'm really surrendered to him as king,
cuando su reino invade mi voluntad,
then his will becomes the priority of my life.
Entonces su voluntad va a ser la prioridad de mi vida.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Tu reino venga y tu voluntad sea hecha.
Here's a really neat scripture in the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 21. It says, go ahead.
Vamos a leer ahora Job 22:21.
It says, submit to God and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you.
Amístate ahora con él y tendrás paz y por ello te vendrá bien.
You guys know, I know we've all experienced this. There are times when we are not submitted to Christ.
Ustedes saben que hay momentos en que nosotros no estamos sometidos a Cristo.
You know, he's moving upon your heart to do something or what have you.
Él se mueve en tu corazón para que tú hagas algo.
And you resist it.
Y tú te resistes.
You don't have any peace at that time in your life.
No tienes paz en ese momento
de tu vida.
It's
like something is agitated inside of you.
Es algo que se agita dentro de ti.
The Lord is moving upon your heart and you say no.
El Señor está moviéndose en tu corazón y tú dices no.
We're not really surrendering to His will.
No nos estamos rindiendo a su voluntad.
And so Job says, submit to God and be at peace with Him.
Job nos dice, amístate ahora con él y tendrás paz.
Trisha, today your testimony was just about that very thing.
Trisha, tu testimonio fue acerca de eso hoy.
You said that the Lord was moving upon your heart to go minister to your relative, but you were resisting.
Nos dices que tú el Señor vino a tu corazón para que vayas y hagas amistad con tu pariente, pero tú te resistías.
But once you finally surrendered and said, "Yes, Lord, I'll go," His peace came.
Pero cuando te rendiste y le dijiste, "Sí, Señor, voy," hubo paz en tu
this
corazón.
This is true with every one of us.
Eso es verdad con cada uno de nosotros.
When we resist the Lord,
cuando nos resistimos al Señor,
we have no peace.
No tenemos paz.
And so the way His peace extends is not just numerically by somebody getting saved.
Así que su paz no solamente se crece numéricamente,
but it also extends by depth as I bring each part of my life under the surrender of Jesus Christ.
Pero también por profundidad, como cuando yo me rindo al
Señor
Jesucristo.
See, I got saved like 40 years ago.
Yo fui salvo como 40 años atrás.
And His kingdom advanced into my life at that time.
Y su reino vino a mi vida en ese momento.
But for 40 years,
pero por 40 años,
He has continued to bring His government and peace into all the other areas of my life.
Él ha continuado trayendo su reino en otras áreas de mi vida.
So His government is still increasing.
Así que su reino sigue
incrementándose. Numerically around the world,
numéricamente a través del
mundo, as people get saved,
como la gente siga siendo salva,
but also personally,
pero también
personalmente, as I continue to surrender to my Lord Jesus Christ.
Mientras yo continúo rindiéndome al Señor
so
Cristo
a
Jesús.
Question.
Aquí hay una pregunta.
I wonder if this year we as a people
can make it a point
to allow His government and peace
podemos permitir que su gobierno de paz
to take a bigger part of our lives.
Que tome una mayor parte de nuestras vidas.
That if there are areas where you are resisting the Lord,
que si había áreas en que resistías al Señor,
you could surrender to Him.
Puedes rendirte a Él.
And say, "Yes, Lord."
Y puedes decirle, sí,
bring
Señor.
Bring your government and your peace
trae tu
into my life.
Y tu paz en mi vida.
In this area, whatever the area is. I want to close with just a couple of very practical areas where His peace needs to reign.
Quiero traer cerrar con unas cosas prácticas que nos enseñan cómo aumenta su paz.
One is in the area of relationships.
Uno es en el área de relaciones.
God's peace. We have peace with God.
Tenemos paz con Dios.
But we also are called to have peace with one another.
Pero también tenemos que tener paz unos a otros.
You might settle to say, "I have peace with God," and yet resist having peace with your brothers and sisters in Christ.
Tú puedes decir, "Tengo paz con Dios," pero tienes problemas con tus hermanos y hermanas.
And so the Bible says this in Colossians 3, verse 12.
Esto dice en Colosenses 3, 12.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Dice, vestíos pues como escogidos de Dios, santos y amados, de entrañas de misericordia, de benignidad, de humildad, de mansedumbre, de tolerancia.
How many of you know that these virtues are sometimes hard for us to embrace?
¿Cuántos de ustedes saben que estas virtudes a veces son
compassion,
difíciles de cumplir? Compasión,
kindness,
bondad,
humility,
humildad,
gentleness, and patience.
Tolerancia.
But these must be in our life.
Pero estos tienen que estar en
if
nuestra
we're going
vida.
To be in relationship with people.
Si, tenemos que estar en relación con la gente.
He goes on to say, bear with each other.
Juntos, unos a otros.
This just means to put up with people.
Eso quiere decir, sufriéndolo los unos a otros.
Sometimes we get upset. We say, "I got to put up with the stupidity of people." Well, guess what? You're one of them.
How would that translate that? Dice algunas veces tenemos que. Should I say that word? Con la.
Yeah, like la, crazy.
La, sí, la locura de la gente.
Loco. But the Lord calls us to put up with each other.
Pero el Señor me llama a ser, a estar junto con
and to forgive one another.
Y y perdonar el uno al otro.
If you're here today and you have unforgiveness in your heart,
si estás aquí y tienes no perdón en tu corazón,
you are resisting the government and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Estás resistiendo el gobierno y la paz de Dios.
Forgive one another if any has a grievance against someone.
Perdónense unos a otros si alguno tuviera
queja de
otro. It says,
forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Perdonen de la manera que Cristo os perdonó.
And over all these virtues, put on love.
Y sobre todas estas cosas, vestidos de caridad.
Which binds them all together in perfect unity.
La cual es el vínculo de la perfección.
And then it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
Y la paz de Dios gobierne en
vuestros corazones. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
La paz de Dios gobierne en
vuestros corazones. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace. As members of one body, we are called to peace.
A la cual asimismo sois llamados en un cuerpo.
Peace always brings reconciliation.
La paz siempre trae reconciliación.
How can we go out to this world?
¿Cómo podemos ir por este mundo?
And call people into a relationship of reconciliation with God.
Y llamar a Dios
and
en
then
la
walk into the church building on Sunday morning.
Aquí en la iglesia, los domingos
en la
mañana,
be in conflict with our brothers and sisters.
Y estar en conflicto con nuestros hermanos y hermanas.
We have to let His peace reign here as well.
Tenemos que dejar que la paz
let
de Dios
the peace
reine
of Christ
aquí.
Rule in your heart.
Que la paz de Dios reine en su vida.
So we have peace with God.
Tenemos paz con
but
Dios.
Now we have the peace of God in me,
la paz de Dios en
ruling
mí,
in my heart.
Reinando en mi
his
corazón.
Government and His peace.
Su gobierno
and it
su
has
paz.
To do with my relationship with my brothers and sisters
y
in
tiene
Christ.
Que ver con la relación con mis hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
So maybe today,
quizás hoy,
you need to go out and do some business
necesitas ir,
with the zeal of the Lord
negocios con el celo del Señor.
To deal with conflict.
Para lidiar con conflicto
and find God's peace in those relationships.
Y encontrar la paz del Señor en esos conflictos.
So relationships is one area. Second area are things that we worry about. How many here are worry warts? Any worry warts? Raise your hands high. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Las cosas que nos tienen preocupados.
Lots of worry warts here. All right.
A ver, vamos a ver quiénes son los que están preocupados.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
do not be anxious about anything.
No estés ansioso en nada.
That's the word of the Lord.
Esa es la palabra de Dios.
Do not be anxious about anything.
No estés ansioso en nada.
Yeah, but Lord, you don't know how hectic my life is.
Pero le decimos, Señor, tú no sabes cuán difícil es mi vida.
I gave the children my keys to the car. You don't know how they drive.
Señor, le he dado las llaves de mi carro a mi
hijo.
Lord,
I got a bill coming due. I'm not sure how it's going to be paid.
Oh, Señor, tengo recibos para pagar.
An airplane might fall out of the sky and hit my house.
Quizás un aeroplano puede caer del cielo y aplastar mi casa.
But we worry about so many things.
Nos preocupamos de muchas cosas.
Jesus one time said, if you can't add one cubit to your stature. How many of you know what a cubit is? Cubit is 18 inches from here to here.
Jesús una vez dijo, si tú no puedes aumentar un codo.
How many here would like
estatura,
to add one cubit to your stature?
¿Cuántos quisieran aumentar un codo a su estatura?
There's a few of us here that might. That's a lot.
Es un montón.
If you can add one cubit to your stature,
pero si tú pudieras aumentar un codo a tu estatura,
we know that's ridiculous.
No sabemos que es ridículo.
Tienes you could add one cubit to your stature.
Aumentar un codo de estatura.
Jesus said, if you can't do this,
si no puedes hacer esto,
such
dijo
an
Jesús,
easy thing,
algo tan fácil,
why do you worry about other things?
¿Por qué te preocupas por otras cosas?
So he tells us something that's kind of funny, but he's driving the point home.
Nos enseña algo que parece divertido, pero
there's no sense in worrying.
No hay sentido en preocuparse.
Jesus says, I got this.
Jesús dice, yo me encargo de esto.
So don't be anxious about anything.
No estén ansiosos
but in
por
every
nada.
Situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
Si no sean notorias vuestras peticiones delante de Dios en toda oración y ruego con hacimiento de gracias.
And it says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds with Christ Jesus.
Y la paz de Dios que sobrepuja todo entendimiento guardará vuestros corazones y vuestros entendimientos en Cristo Jesús.
God has a peace.
Dice que Dios tiene paz.
That is far beyond any understanding that we may have.
Que es superior a todo entendimiento que podamos tener.
And it comes into our life.
Y viene a nuestra vida.
When we decide not to worry.
Y cuando no decidimos no preocuparnos,
instead of worrying,
en vez de preocuparnos,
we simply bring our request to the Lord.
Solamente traigamos
and
nuestras peticiones al Señor y oremos.
And we leave it at his feet.
Dejémoslo a sus pies.
And the Bible says his peace comes into our life.
Y la Biblia dice que su paz vendrá a nuestro corazón.
What we do is we lay it down and pick it back up again.
Lo que nosotros hacemos lo dejamos y lo recogemos nuevamente.
And so he gives us some instruction on how to leave it there.
Nos da instrucciones de cómo dejarlo ahí.
In the next part of this verse.
En la siguiente parte de este verso.
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things.
Por lo demás, hermanos, todo lo que es verdadero, right? Todo lo honesto, todo lo justo, todo lo puro, todo lo amable, todo lo que es de buen nombre, si hay virtud alguna, si alguna de alabanza, en esto pensad.
And he says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Cualquier cosa que aprendiste de mí, pon en práctica y la paz vendrá a ti.
We come and we lay it before the Lord in prayer. We unburden this thing off of our own hearts because I can't really do anything about it. It's out of my hands. But then I continue not to worry about it, but think about other kinds of things. Things that are true and lovely. This is great advice for any person who's a worrywart.
Este es un buen consejo para una persona que se preocupa demasiado.
And then finally,
finalmente,
we have peace.
Tenemos paz.
In the midst of any trouble we face in life.
En la calma de cualquier problema que tengamos.
Some of Jesus' greatest teachings about peace came
on
the night before he was crucified.
Una de las enseñanzas más grandes de paz que tenemos es la noche anterior que Jesús fue crucificado.
He knew he was going to die.
Él sabía que iba a morir.
I mean, he was going to the Garden of Gethsemane in a few moments after this scripture I'll read in a moment.
Iba al jardín de Getsemaní minutos después.
He was going to go to the cross the next day.
Iba a ir a la cruz el siguiente día.
And suffer and be separated from his Father because of sin.
Y sufrir y ser separado de Dios por los pecados.
But look what he said to the disciples.
Pero miren lo que le dijo a sus
discípulos.
In John
14, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
En Juan 14:27 dice, la paz os dejo, mi paz os doy. No como el mundo la da, yo os la doy. No se turbe vuestro corazón ni tenga miedo.
I mean, Jesus is facing probably the greatest pressure of his life.
Jesús está experimentando quizá la presión más grande de su vida.
And what he's teaching them is peace.
Y lo que nos enseñó es paz.
Because the peace is not the absence of conflict.
Porque paz no es la ausencia de problemas.
It is safety.
Es seguridad.
In the midst of it.
En medio de ellas.
Because he's in the center of the Father's will.
Porque él está en el centro de la voluntad de su Padre.
Jesus constantly told his people, "Do not be afraid. Do not be full of fear."
Jesús siempre dice a su gente, no tengas miedo.
And he says, the kind of peace he gives you is his peace.
Y nos dice que la paz que nos da es la paz de él, no la paz del mundo.
The only peace the world has to offer.
La única paz que el mundo puede ofrecer.
Is to try to put away conflict.
Es tratar de poner fuera el conflicto.
But we've not been very successful.
Pero no hemos sido muy exitosos.
Some of you parents with children have tried this at home.
¿Alguno de ustedes ha tratado esto con los niños en casa?
Go to your room. Go to the basement. You
ve
know, go
cuarto,
hide in the corner.
Al sótano.
You're trying to separate conflict.
Están tratando de separar el conflicto.
But it never solves the problem.
Pero no soluciona el problema.
Jesus gives us peace.
Jesús nos
in the midst of it.
En medio de
We're facing a world today that's full of conflict.
Enfrentamos un mundo ahora
Our
que
country
está lleno de conflictos.
Is in
Nuestro país
bad condition.
Está en mala condición.
But there's no reason for us to be without peace.
Pero no hay razón para que nosotros no tengamos paz.
We have peace in the midst of the greatest conflict.
Tengamos paz en medio
because
de los
we
más
have
grandes
the peace
conflictos.
Of Jesus Christ
porque tenemos
living
la paz
inside.
De Cristo Jesús viviendo
His
dentro
peace.
De nosotros. Su paz.
Not like the world comes.
No como el mundo lo ofrece.
Jesus Christ gives us peace.
Jesús
so
nos dio
let
su
the
paz.
Peace of Christ continue to increase in your life.
Dejen que la paz de Dios siga incrementándose en su vida.
In your relationships.
En sus relaciones.
About worrying.
Acerca de preocupaciones.
About just troubles in life in general.
Y problemas en la vida en general.
And I'd like to ask you
te puedo preguntar hoy
to be one of those who have beautiful feet this year.
Que tengan uno de, que
that
seas
you
uno
could
de
be
aquellos
involved
que tenga bellos pies este año.
In helping to increase His kingdom
que seas uno de los que incremente
by leading
su
others
reino,
to Jesus Christ.
Trayendo a otros
You're
a
bringing
Jesús.
The gospel of peace.
Trayendo el mensaje
You're
de paz.
Sharing with those people a message
compartiendo con ellos un mensaje
that removes
que remueva
the sin
el pecado
that stands between their relationship and God.
Que está en medio
no
su relación
greater
con
message
Dios.
Than this. And people can have peace with their Father
y que la gente
just
pueda
like
tener
you
paz con su padre, como ustedes
Let's
han
all stand
experimentado.
Together.
Pongámonos de pie.
Lord, thank you that you are the Prince of Peace.
Señor, gracias que tú eres el Príncipe de Paz.
That you've made a way for us to have relationship with you.
Tú hiciste un camino para tener relación contigo.
That you've made us friends.
Nos hiciste amigos.
You called us brothers.
Nos llamaste hermanos.
We are part of your family.
Somos parte de tu familia.
We have peace with you, Lord.
Tenemos paz contigo, Señor.
But in your zeal, you continue to drive peace deep into the hearts of men and women.
Que tu celo continúe trayendo paz en los corazones de hombres y mujeres.
Because you came to conquer the hearts of men.
Porque viniste a conquistar los hombres, el corazón de los hombres.
Lord, I pray
Señor,
that all of us
que todos nosotros
would have a heart to be submitted
que tengamos un corazón sometido
and surrendered. To the government of Jesus Christ.
Al gobierno de Cristo Jesús.
That we would desire your will above everything, Lord.
Deseamos tu voluntad más que nada, Señor.
And may this year
y que este año
be one where we grow in the government and peace of Christ in each of our lives.
Que sea un año en que crezcamos en la paz y en gobierno de Dios en cada uno de nosotros.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. If you have a need for prayer,
si te necesitas
if you want to talk about any of these
oración,
things we talked about today, please come up.
Si
and otherwise, take some time
esto,
to share your love
a,
with one another.
Ven a conversar.
And God bless you. You have a
Dios los bendiga.